drama, boys, hashtag crushes, and a little bit of sugar just to jazz things up a bit. And just when school starts, things start to mix up. And maybe it could be a sweet success, but things start to point towards disaster. Suzanne Nelson's realistic fiction novel, Cake Pop Crush, Everything a Middle School Girl Like Me Would Want. Alicia Ramirez, or Allie for short, and her friends Gwen, short for Gwendolyn, and Tansy battle for boys as school starts to take its toll. On top of that, Allie also has to deal with a cute new boy, Dane. It was true. Even from across the squad, I could see the boy was tall, with creamy olive skin. Definitely cute. Very. Principal Dalton extended his arm to the boy, but the boy simply grabbed the class schedule that Mrs. Hughes was holding out to him. Then he brushed past the welcoming committee, heading towards the lockers. Cute with a serious attitude, I add. I watched him until he disappeared around the corner of the gymnasium. The man in the suit was already getting back into the limo, cell phone stuck to his ear again. And if that's his dad, the problem must be genetic. Still, though, I thought I'd seen a hint of something else on the boy's face besides anger. Had it been the teensiest bit of sadness? Maybe he's just having a bad day, Tansy tried. It happens. How anyone rides to school in a limo could have a bad day is beyond me, Gwen said. The bell rang, and the mass of kids in the quad gave an audible groan. But soon enough, everyone broke into chaos, shouldering backpacks and drifting down the outdoor hallways. Gwen, Tansy, and I hurried to our lockers and then to our classes. She just finds out later that the cute new boy, Dane's multimillionaire dad, opened a chain coffee shop, Perk Up, on Main Street in their quaint little town of Oak Canyon, and it's driving her next-door family bakery, Say With Flour, into the ground. Dane was a great baker, just like Allie, and a bake-off against him for the opportunity to cater for the mayor's spoiled daughter, Sarah's Valentine's birthday bash, sorry, could save the family business. Allie stressed out. She had hurt Tansy's feelings, lost her mother's cookbook, the only thing she had left of her after she died. Gwen's crush hairs like Allie, it seemed, and Allie's dad had abolished the making of cake pops after a sabotage business opportunity. The door jingled its way to silence, and my dad collapsed into a chair, his head on his hands. Bastante, enough, he said. You're done making cake pops. No mas. And there was, the words I'd been dreading. Dad, today was a freak accident, I said, panic rising inside me. I didn't know what went wrong, but I'll find out. I'll make it right. Do you have any idea what today cost us, he said. We paid $300 for all of the supplies, and we had to refund everyone. The bakery's reputation will be ruined after this. Don't say that. It won't be that bad. If I win the bake-off, we'll get a lot more customers. He shook his head, sighing. I'm not going to stop you from competing in the bake-off because I know it's important to you. But as for our bakery, I should have never let you sell cake pops here in the first place. It was a mistake. I played along with this silly idea, and look what happened. Disaster. On top of that, Dane, who she was secretly crushing on, and Allie had gotten into a huge fight. Dane held up his hands. Whoa, hang on. I whirled it away from him. Of course you'd do that, to make sure Perk Up had the upper hand. I can't believe you. Allie, he grabbed my shoulders and turned me toward him. Would you just listen to me for a minute? His face reddened with frustration, and I squirmed a little, but he didn't let me go. You always assume the worst about me, and I'm getting sick of it. Will she win? Will she repair all the hearts she had broken? Will the business close? Maybe none of them would happen. And the only way to find out is to read this great, enchanting story of life and romance.